Brooklyn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio and in the Shaw on the Shaw in Waukesha. I'll tell you what, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to our website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google Store and download it. Sit in a chair and just say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it, click on the link that says support Devil Radio. And more than 80 broadcasts going out in our state every day, poisoning our democracy, attacking our democracy, calling into question our elections. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice standing up for our democracy and opposing that point of view. Okay, we're going back to the lines and then to some other subjects. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. On Friday, the jobs report came out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate, U3, the headline unemployment rate, is down to 3.9. So it's dipped below 4%, which in the old days used to be called full employment. So we have good news there. We have also, in the year 2021, added 6.5 million jobs to the economy. This is a record for the first year of any presidency. That's an important thing to keep in mind. Also, the prime age employment rate per population, this is a percentage of the population, has risen to what it was back in 2017. It now stands at 78.5. So that is another indicator of recovery from the huge dip that we had due to the pandemic in 2020. Ron Johnson voted against the COVID relief package of December 2020, which the Senate voted for 92-7. That was a major stimulus to yield the results that we're getting today. And he also voted against the March of 2021 American Rescue Package, which enabled people to get past the pandemic. You might recall that was before we had the massive rollout and distribution of the vaccine. So people were afraid to go to public places like restaurants, hotels, sports venues, and things like that. So demand was way down, and these COVID relief packages were incredibly important for stabilizing our economy. And now here we are in January, and it's the recovery is absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, this is good stuff. And for everybody out there, this clown Ron Johnson, let me just reprise a couple of things that Bill said. It's extremely important because you're going to go around, people are going to go, oh, Biden's bad for the economy, and they don't give any detail. Well, let me tell you something. When you have unemployment rate under 4%, that is full employment in the old days and now, you have 6.5 million jobs created in the first year of Biden's presidency, more than anybody in history. Percentage of people working, 78.5%. And then you have Ron Johnson in a 92-7 vote. Now, that means he's one of seven people that was overwhelmingly bipartisan support for this COVID relief bill and the other bills. And then they'll say to you, oh, but the stock market. Let me tell you something. The stock market was up double digits. The S&P was up around 26%. The Dow, I think, around 18%. Everybody's making money. What people don't understand is when everybody is employed and making money, people with a lot of money make even more. And that's all fine. That's all fine. So Bill of Sherwood has given us very, very good data, on the recovery under Biden, and also how Ron Johnson tried to obstruct it. Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. Very important stuff. Really appreciate it. I want to come back to Wisconsin. Devin LeMahieu, the Sheboygan area, Republican Senate Majority Leader, just announced, quote, the Republicans won't confirm any more Evers appointments for the rest of his term, no matter who they are. That's what he said. No matter who they are, how qualified they are, we will not confirm anybody Evers wants in government. They will make Evers, they're going to try to make him look bad. People go around, they think, and say, well, Evers hasn't even put in people in these positions. Evers has nominated people in those positions, but the law requires the state Senate to confirm them. When the law was passed, the assumption was that the state Senate majority were Americans, that they were patriots, that they cared for our state, that they cared for our country. And the same is true in Congress. What they didn't anticipate is that there were people in the U.S. Congress who were pro-Russian, pro-Putin. They didn't anticipate there are people in our state legislature who would take away your right to vote for president, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, and superintendent of public instructions. Yeah, I said that right. Let me say it again. The Republicans in the state legislature and Ron Johnson in the Senate are proposing to take away your right to vote for president, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, superintendent of public instruction. How's that possible? Ron Johnson has suggested that the legislature pick the electors, that the presidential election is only a beauty contest. Robin Voss held a press conference and he talked to the press and he said, I have no intention of doing that. He said he would never, he didn't say he'd never do it. I have no intention of doing that. They said, are you going to get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Board? I have no intention of doing that. Then they said, do you think the election board should be prosecuted for felonies? Well, maybe, yeah, he said, because if they broke the law, they didn't break the law. But if he prosecutes them for felonies, he can say somebody else got them out. The fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party, is a lot farther along towards fascism than you may realize. I do not use that word lightly. People use that word lightly. I do not. It's gotten into the vernacular. 16-year-old girl says, my father grounded me because I was late for curfew and I can't use the car for a week. He's such a fascist. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking away your right to vote. They are proposing a ballot initiative to get around Evers' veto that would say you can no longer vote for lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, and superintendent of public instruction, that those positions will be appointed by the governor. And if they ram through the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, then there you have it. You're going to vote only for governor. Now, the Supreme Court went along with a lot of this, and with lame duck, back when Walker lost, they said laws that were passed by the gerrymandered legislature and signed by Walker after he lost the election, giving a lot of the governor powers to Voss and a lot of the attorney general powers to Voss, were okay. They just said it out of thin air. A contrary result occurred in North Carolina, but that's what they said in Wisconsin. As a result, we have people on the DNR, Fred Prynne, whose term expired May 1. Evers nominated a woman who is much more qualified than Fred Prynne, and the Senate won't confirm her. And then they say, well, Fred can stay on in that brief period while we're confirming. By the way, we're not going to confirm the rest of Evers' term. So we put Fred in for four more years. There are three Walker appointees on the Technical College Board who won't vacate. There are people on the Board of Regents that Evers appointed for the UW that they won't confirm. They have taken over the administration of the state in very fundamental ways. The fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party. If you have some nostalgic view of the Republican Party because you remember Eisenhower, Reagan, you remember Lee Dreyfus, Tommy Thompson, that's gone. That's gone. The fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party, has simply taken over the government without your vote. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As far as the Republican Party, GOP, goes, I don't know who they are anymore, but I don't see this changing anytime soon. Both sides are pretty much, I shouldn't really say both sides. I think the Democratic Party is a little flexible, but the Republican Party is not. And any good people they have left in there are leaving. I don't know what the answer is, but I'll tell you one thing. Tony should have been a little more forceful. Of course, that's hindsight as far as the Fair Maps Commission goes. Because, and I don't really know what the Supreme Court's going to go do. Excuse me. Hilgendorf has the fate of Wisconsin's elections in his hands as far as drawing up the districts. So I don't know where this is going. And as far as Ron Johnson, I'll skip onto that right away, too. I hope Democrats get somebody nominated that can beat this man because, you know, this one never stood back in the day. It just wouldn't. You know, you, after a while, you just get beside yourself on what's going on. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have to confirm anybody. Just appoint him, Tony. To hell with it, you know.
Right.
Just get very, very frustrated. Thanks.
Well, Luke is dragging me to a break. I'm going to respond to you after the break. You're raising excellent points, as you always do. Paul, thank you very much for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.